Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of The Conversation, I'm chatting with Peter Steinberg. He is in the Department of Family Services, and he is Program Manager for Healthy Minds Fairfax. We're going to chat about Healthy Minds, a joint program between the Department of Family Services and the Community Services Board, as well as something called Youth Care Navigation Services. So, Peter, thanks for being here. Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you for inviting me today.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to this dual topic kind of conversation, if we will. Healthy Minds Fairfax and Youth Care Navigation Services. I was going to start out and ask you what we're meaning by Youth Care Navigation Services, but I think since it's part of the bigger umbrella topic of Healthy Minds Fairfax, talk to me about what when I say Healthy Minds Fairfax, what does that mean? What do our listeners take away from that phrase?
I think the key points to take away from Healthy Minds Fairfax is what we do. And what we do is that we try to increase access to children's behavioral health services by also improving the quality of those services. And we do that in several different ways, and youth navigation, which I know we're going to talk more about, is just one of those ways.
Okay. So, dive a little deeper, Healthy Minds Fairfax.
Of course. So, when I talk about quality, right, is that we are talking about making sure that the mental health providers in Fairfax County are trained in evidence-based practices. So, we do that by having a relationship with George Mason University, where mental health professionals in Fairfax County do receive free training in these practices. They also receive free supervision to ensure that they're using these practices really up to fidelity, meaning that they're using them correctly and they're making an impact on the families. So that's what we mean by quality, because if we're going to have quality services, we have to train people how to provide the services. The other piece is access to services, and we do that in several different ways. One of them is the youth navigation, but the other way is that we manage and run what's called a short-term behavioral health services. This is a free counseling program for eligible youth who are in Fairfax County Public Schools and, of course, in the city of Fairfax as well, where they receive 8 free therapy sessions by private providers. We pay for the services. And this is really shows the how we also work in partnership. We work closely with the school district, with community private providers, and of course the families themselves. The whole point of the service is to get families into services as quickly as possible, and also to make sure that we knock down all barriers for services, because one of the big barriers is health insurance. So anyone, as long as they're eligible for the service, is entitled to the service, despite if they have health insurance or not.
Okay. You mentioned eligible. What are the eligibility requirements? And you mentioned cost. Well, you didn't mention cost. You said everything was free.
Right.
So my reverse question to that is, how are they free? There's got to be cost involved.
Well, there is cost involved, but we pay for the service through the Healthy Minds budget.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, the families do get those free counseling services. In terms of eligibility, the youth's family income can be up to 400% of the poverty level. So for a family of four, I believe that's about $128,000. That's the main criteria, the main eligibility criteria. Then the other criteria is that they do have health insurance, that they cannot find a provider with a two-week period. And of course, if they don't have health insurance, this is a way to get them connected to a service provider.
Okay. Healthy Minds, we're obviously talking about mental health issues,
right.
So I kind of like the play on words. Was that intentional? How did you come up with Healthy Minds?
I'm laughing because the original name for the service was Behavioral Health Services for the Systems of Care.
That sounds so exciting.
Right. And that's why we changed the name to Healthy Minds, is that about 10 years ago, we had some focus groups where we talked to you, both caregivers, professionals, and even youths themselves, to think about what's a better name that captures everything we do. And we found that Healthy Minds Fairfax has really stuck, because I think, you know, we're talking about mental health. And of course, you know, there's physical health as well. We are talking about having that healthy mind.
And physical health does help having a healthy mind.
Exactly.
But I guess not the major part of the program. Yeah. How big of an influence were parents in the creation of this program, and how can they be a big part of the program success now with their kids? What roles do parents play, I guess is what I'm asking.
In the short-term behavioral health program or Healthy Minds Fairfax as a whole?
Yes, both.
Well, you know, I talked about partnerships with our short-term behavioral health program. And so there is a partnership, and with a partnership, everyone has responsibilities, right? So we have the responsibility of paying for the services. The referral source or the school clinician has the responsibility of finding the right provider for that family. And then the family themselves have the responsibility of making sure that their child can get to those services. So if the service is an in-office appointment, that they have transportation. If they don't have transportation, to let folks know. And then if it's a virtual therapy appointment, to make sure that the child has not just a quiet place in the home for the counseling session, but also a confidential place in the home. But also it's important for families to let us know if this is not the right time for services. Because there could be other things going on in the family's life. And so if this is not the right time, they can certainly let us know, or the referral source or their provider know, that, you know, things are busy right now. And, you know, I can't, you know, commit to my cat child cannot commit to those 8 sessions. You know, can we not take referral, accept referral now, but maybe in 6 to 8 months? So that's the caregiver role, in the STBH program. In Healthy Minds Fairfax as a whole, you know, and I think we have to get into what we call the systems of care. And in the systems of care, that means that everyone has a voice in development of services. So it's not just the county staff or private providers, but it's also caregivers have a say on what is needed in Fairfax County. And also, we also listen to youth voice. One of the programs that we have, it's a partnership with the Jewish Social Services Agency, is what we call Fairfax Youth Move. So this is a group of 10 youth from around the county that gather almost every Sunday. And a lot of times when I'm thinking of an idea or something comes up that has to do with mental health services, I may go to the Youth Move and say, hey, I really would like to hear from you, the youth, who would be impacted by the services. What is your opinion? Or if you have an idea for services, you know, let me know and we can see what we can do with that. Yeah.
Very collaborative endeavor, collaborative effort, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, just for me to clarify, this is not a substance use program. This is mental health.
Well, you know, when we talk about behavioral health, we are talking about mental health and substance abuse services as well. With our short-term behavioral health program, that's really focused on mental health. That's, you know, the focus of it, you know, are kids who with emerging mental health symptoms such as anxiety or depression. If the child has substance use issues, we, as you mentioned in the introduction, is that we're part of the community services board. We may refer the child to the community services board for substance abuse treatment.
You mentioned anxiety. If I'm a parent and I'm listening to you talk, are there signs or things I should be looking at, or things I see that would concern me that might indicate there's a mental health issue that I need to either talk to my child about or talk to you about?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some signs to look for any parent. You know, I think the big change to look for is a change in behavior, both. You know, if your child is sort of, you know, going along as, you know, as a child should be, then all of a sudden, they all of a sudden have a burst of energy or can sit still or start maybe, you know, playing with their hair a little bit or talking rapidly, not sleeping as much, you know, that can certainly be a sign. Then, of course, the opposite could be is that they're sleeping more. They don't have as much energy as they had, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Or they just don't have any, you know, interest in being with their friends. You know, of course, these all can be indicators of something going on with the child, and that's where when it's really important to talk to, say, clinical team members over at your school. So that's the school's social worker, psychologist, and counseling. They can maybe do a little bit further assessment of the child And then they can refer the child, if the child meets the criteria, to the short-term behavioral health program or with the other resources that are available in Fairfax County.
Yeah. What about the issue of stigma, you know, mental health and, you know, put my air quotes here, listeners can't see it, but, you know, the stigma of, I don't know if it's a classification or, you know, mental health. He's talking to a counselor. He's got some problems in his head. I mean, are we still dealing with that with kids? I mean, my kids are older now, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think the stigma has been reduced by a lot. You know, and that's when I turn to one of the programs that is really responsible for that is a program called Our Minds Matter. They have chapters, I believe, in every high school and middle school in Fairfax County and also in the community centers. And they really work, do a lot of school program or programming in the school to reduce that stigma, you know, to make it okay. You know, if you're having a bad day, it's okay to talk to the school counselor. But also, more importantly, if you notice your friend is having a bad day, you know, it's okay to talk to your friend about this issue, but also reach out to the counselor because, you know, we're always concerned when someone is having that bad day, right? You know, how can we help them out? And also, I think the Community Services Board has done a really good job in also reducing that stigma as well. So it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's the stigma is still there.
Can still be improved upon.
Exactly.
We are on the County Conversation Podcast, and we're talking with Peter Steinberg. He is Program Manager for Healthy Minds Fairfax. We've been chatting about Healthy Minds Fairfax, but I want to kind of transition now to talk about youth care navigation services. So, as I did with the first question when we started about Healthy Minds, when I say youth care navigation services, what does that mean?
That's a mouthful to say. I think the first thing to think about when we're talking about youth care navigation is that we're really talking about helping families, youth, and even young adults up to age 25 get connected to a behavioral health provider that will meet to handle whatever's going on with the kid at the time. So I think that connection is really what the navigators do. So it's not a case management service. It's not a therapy service, right? It's just all about connecting that family to or helping the family get connected to a behavioral health service. And we do this in two different ways. And they both serve their own purpose. We have what we call a self-navigation, which is an online platform to search for providers. And then we have what we call a care navigation service. And this is a service where a person will help, will meet with that family and get them connected to services.
Okay. So you're just essentially providing, like a connection service, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. You're just trying to connect the provider and the person receiving the service?
I think, you know, there probably is more to it. And, okay. You know, I think part of it is also, you know, you talked about stigma, right? And so a family may be, you know, hesitant to get connected to a mental health provider because there could be stigma attached to it. So a care navigator can help to reduce that stigma, you know, to talk to that family to make sure that they understand how the services can help their child. The other piece of it is that, you know, the care navigator and the care navigation piece will meet with that family and get to know the family a little bit.
Gotcha.
And to figure out what is the best level of care for this child, right? It could be anything from this child needs to go to a group of other children who are acting out a little bit, to outpatient services, or the child may need more intensive services. So it's not just connecting, it's getting to know the family a little bit, getting to know the young adult a little bit as well, and sort of figure out, okay, who can best serve this child based on what they're presenting with.
Gotcha. Okay, so there is more to it there.
Yeah.
You know, all that preliminary discussion about making sure it's the right fit versus a parent just having to pick up a phone and call a therapist and say, can you see my child?
Right.
There's some oomph before we get to that stage.
Right, because we want really to reduce even that stage, right? Because, you know, finding a behavioral health provider, one, is very difficult. And sometimes, you know, they don't always return calls, or they may just have a waiting list, or sometimes families never know, where do I turn?
Right, I wouldn't know where to turn.
Exactly, and with the care navigation, we wanted to figure out sort of that right door. Is like, we want to create a door that a family can contact, and figure out, okay, where should I go for services? And they may end up at the community services board. We wanted to figure out an easy way to, get these families or this child. And I think I need to say that the service is also available for young adults up to age 25. So they're not looking through a provider directory, say from the insurance company, right, which can be overwhelming, is that the care navigator will essentially do all that work for the family and will find that right provider for that child at the right time.
Viable service. I mean, that's all free.
It is. It's a free service. It's also easy to make a referral. A family can refer themselves. A youth over the age of 14 can refer themselves. A young adult up to the age of 5 can make the referral. But also, anyone that's connected to that family can make the referral. So, if the family is involved, say, with the house of worship and they're talking to the clergy member, it's like, where do I turn? The clergy member can make that referral to the care navigation service.
Oh, okay. And all this talk has got me curious, how do we make that contact? Is there a phone number? Is there a website? I mean, how would I go about starting the ball rolling, if you will?
Right. So to make the connection, let me sort of back up for a moment, is that at Healthy Minds Fairfax, we don't actually do the care navigation. We develop a partnership with HopeLink Behavioral Health and also Northern Virginia Family Services to do the navigation.
Okay.
If I could just talk a little bit about the uniqueness of Northern Virginia sure. Family Services role in this, is that their specialty is working with Spanish-speaking families who are facing a little bit more barriers. So if a family is language is primarily Spanish, they don't have medical insurance or they don't have transportation, not only will Northern Virginia Family Services get them connected to a provider, but they will work through all these different barriers. Like they'll make sure that the family has means to pay for the services once they're connected, but also to figure out the whole transportation issues.
Okay. So you mentioned barriers, and I'm also assuming there's challenges within the system, like any other system. Any other challenges or barriers you didn't mention as we're talking about this?
Well, always the biggest challenge or barriers to behavioral health services is paying for it. And you mentioned the service is free, but once they get connected to the provider, the family is responsible for the cost.
Okay.
So that's one of the roles of care navigator will work with the family. They'll work through the family's insurance to make sure that they're connected to someone who accepts their insurance. Or if the provider doesn't accept insurance, that the family will be able to pay for that service, because you don't want to set the family up for failure.
Right.
You don't want them to get connected to a service where they can't afford. So the care navigator will really work through all that.
And I'm just going on an assuming question here. I'm assuming the providers, the individuals providing the therapy sessions, the consults, et cetera, do they have set fees or sliding scales? Do they consider families' income when they're determining their prices? I mean, anything you can tell me about that?
I think that's not an easy question to answer, just because each provider sort of sets their own fee.
Yeah.
A lot of providers do accept insurance. Or they may not. If they don't accept the family's insurance, they might give them a super bill so the family can send it into the insurance. And then, of course, some providers, do charge a full fee.
Yeah.
And we work with many providers that have a sliding fee as well.
Okay. Before we run out of time and get away, anything else you want to make sure we know about the navigation program?
Well, we talked a lot about the care navigation program. I also just want to spend a few moments talking about the self-navigation program, because the two go hand in hand. The self-navigation program is a online platform that is easy to navigate, that lists not only mental health resources and substance use treatment resources, but we also list resources for physical health. You mentioned a little bit about barriers, is that we have categories for about transportation, about where to go to get help to pay for services. We even had a category for low-cost vet care because now a lot of our families that we work with have pets, and the cost of vet care is also very expensive. So we also have that portal, that platform as well. And then again, that's open to everyone, not only to families and to the youth, but for anyone who's working for a family or is curious about finding resources for families. And we using this platform through a company called Find Help. We like it because, again, I mentioned it's easy to navigate. They also make sure that all the links work on it. And it's also easy for us to put new resources up there. We're always looking for new resources. So I always encourage people when I talk to them about this online platform is to, if you know someone, you know of a really good provider, let me know and we can list it.
Okay. Well, you got me curious. Where can I go to find this?
Well, I think the easiest place to find both resources, the online platform, and then also how to make a referral to Care Navigation is our website. And I will give that to you. It is fairfaxcounty.gov /healthymindsfairfax. In the middle of that page, there are two buttons. One button is for the self-navigation, and that button says search for nearby help. And then the other button says get connected with free individual care navigator. For the care navigation, folks can call HopeLink directly at 703-468-0040 or send an email to youthcarenav at hopelinkbh.org.
Okay. I didn't write them down, the phone number or the email, but if you need it, just hit the back rewind button on your player for about 30 seconds. You can catch that. But I guess the easiest thing is just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/HealthyMindsFairfax. And everything will be listed on there.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, if I am allowed to, I can also give out my own email address. So if people are having difficulty navigating our website or if they're having trouble getting connected. But more importantly, with the online platform is that we want to go out to the community and demonstrate this tool. As I mentioned, it's very easy to use, but we also feel it's important for people to get a demonstration of it. So if people are interested in that, they can certainly send me an email directly to peter.steinberg@fairfaxcounty.gov.
Mind spelling that out for everybody?
Yes. Peter is P-E-T-E-R, and Steinberg is spelled S-T-E-I-N-B-E-R-G.
All right. peter.steinberg@fairfaxcounty.gov.
That's correct.
And fairfaxcounty.gov/healthymindsfairfax.
Right. Backslash.
Yeah. Last few seconds, anything I haven't asked you, anything you want our listeners to go away remembering about this conversation, either about Healthy Minds Fairfax or the self-care or the youth care navigation service?
Yeah, I think the important piece is that, especially if families are listening to this, is that there is help to help you navigate through, I like to call it the behavioral health care maze, and you can easily get services to your kid by talking to your school's clinical team, so social worker, counselor, or psychologist, or go to our navigation sites and get connected to services that way.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Peter. Thanks to you for joining us for this edition of the County Conversation Podcast. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County or our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.